We work quite a bit on the chiyuv of bedika to look for chomet. Yesterday we had a whole shaila about all the zmanim, when you're supposed to make the bedika, when's the last time you can make the bedika. And today we'll try to work on the inyan of biur. After a person finally collected all his chomets, whenever he did make the bedika, so he has all his chomets, what is he supposed to do with it? So on that, we have a mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, tashbisu. Take the chomets and tashbisu, which we translate to mean destroy. Technically, tashbisu does not mean to destroy, tavaru would mean destroy. Tashbisu means make the chomets rest. So, we have a big machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, of the first Mishnah of the second parak, what exactly are supposed to do with the chomets. The Chachamim say, Hashbisosi b'chol dover, as long as you physically destroy the chomets, Yimakayim tashbisu. I have this little draft coming up. This is in the That's what the Chachamim say. Tashbisu, however you want to do it. The Torah doesn't give you any... If you look in the Torah itself, it doesn't say how to destroy it. So however you do it, however you destroy it, you destroy it, as long as you made the chomets rest. Yeah. Well, we're going to see. Hold on. Rabbi Yehuda says, ain be your chomets illustrated. If you want to pash this according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way to destroy chomets, Rabbi Yehuda does not say ein tashbisu elosreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says ein bir elosreifa. Later on in the shiur, hopefully it will come be negeh. Rabbi Yehuda says if you want to physically destroy the chametz, the way to do it is by burning. So we have a big machlokes over here, how to get rid of the chametz. But before we get into that, how to do the chametz, I first want to work a little on the zman. When are you supposed to do? When is the zman of tashbisu? Whether like Rabbi Yehuda, whether like the Chachamim, when and what time is the yid supposed to actually do it? Just like yesterday we talked, when is the zman of bedika? At night, in the morning. Let's talk about the zman of tashbisu. So it's good, we have to go back to a famous machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, based on the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, Tashbisu ach bayoim harishon tashbisu. The mitzvah of tashbisu is chatzos. Chatzos on Erev Pesach is the mitzvah of tashbisu. But chatzos is a second, 1/1,000,000th of a second. Chatzos. When exactly is tashbisu? After chatzos or before chatzos? On that is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So we have a very fundamental machlokes. According to Rashi, it seems the mitzvah of tashbisu is do whatever you have to by the time ach bayom harishon comes. Ach bayom harishon tashbisu means it should be done already. Tashbisu, when by ach, it should be already mushbas, before chatzos. The action should be before chatzos. And Tosfos says, Mashmah from Tosfos, we had it on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, that the mitzvah of tashbisu, the pa'ula, the action, whether chachom or according to Rabbi Yehuda, is after, even though Tosfos goes more in Rabbi Yehuda, but it pashes even the chachomim. The mitzvah is to start tashbisu after chatzot. So that's a very important machlokes. What are the svaras, what machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? It could be l'shitosa. Why? Because Rashi holds that the aver of Bal Yeroh and Bal Yemotzeh starts from Chatzos, already starts from Chatzos. That is seventh hour. Chatzos means the end of the sixth hour. That is. When we're talking about all Menat Torah, when I say Chatzos means the end of 6 hours, which is the beginning of the seventh hour. So according to Rashi, that you're over in Bal Yeroh, Bal Yemotzeh, So it's logical, make Tashbisu before. So that by the time it comes Chatzos, and the Torah already does not want you to have any chametz, so you already have no for Bal Yerot. You won't have any Bal Yerot. Ma she'en ken lo Tosfos. If you'll see, either Tosfos can hold one of two ways. Either Tosfos can hold like the sheet of the Ravid, Bal Yerot does not start until night anyway. So as far as Bal Yerot, Bal Yemotze not having chametz, you don't have a problem. So therefore, Tashbisu can start at the beginning of the seventh hour, because you're not conflicting with Bal Yerot. Or even if Tosfos would hold that Bal Yerot does start already, but Tosfos l'shitasa in Dafkof Tesamut Beis, Hamasha Chometz al Manas Levaroi, even if having Chometz as long as you want to, and certainly if you begin to destroy it, there's no problem with the Aver Bal Yerot Bal Yemotzei. So therefore, according to Tosfos, it's more logical that Tashbisu should start after the seventh hour, because then already it's more similar to Noiser. Tashbisu, go ahead, and at this point, now when you're not allowed to eat the chametz or have anor from the chametz, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to say of Tashbisu. So we just laid out now a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, at what point does the mitzvah of Tashbisu start, either before or after. Another interesting point in the Zman, of the Zman of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, is whether there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu after the day has gone by already. What about during Pesach? If a person has chometz, so avadi has to get rid of the chometz, because of Bal Yerot, Bal Yemotze. But whether he will also fulfill, he'll also get the mitzvah of Seh Tashbisu, does it keep going throughout Pesach? Or maybe, if the Torah says, Ach Bayoyim HaRishon, it's only on the first day. That's when you have the mitzvah of Seh. But once that day is over with already, so then it's already too late. Does Tashbisu continue during Pesach or not? That is a very important shaila. L'chora, it should be totally also. If you learn, you could say, like Rashi, that Bal Yerot, Bal Yemotze starts at 7 hours, where does that come from? I, it only says, Ach, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yemotze, Daver Bal Yerot is only 7 days. So how does it get back earlier to Chatzos? So we explained in Shurim earlier, because there's a Hekish. It says right next to each other, the Aver of Bal Yerot, next to the mitzvah of Seif Tashbisu. And therefore Rashi holds that Bal Yerot, the Aver, could start when Tashbisu starts. So if you say like that, we mentioned from the Noida Behuda, we brought down that Svara, that we make the Zman of Bal Yerot earlier to match Tashbisu. So what should it be logically? Well, Tashbisu should also match Bal Yerot. And during the Yom Tov, during the 7 days of Pesach, since there's an Avera of Bal Yerot, so the same thing should be a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. You follow what I'm saying? Just like we said a Lomdus, Bal Yerot starts early because we learn out Bal Yerot from Tashbisu, the same logic should be worked the other way. We, even though it says Ach Vayam Arishin Tashbisu, it only says the mitzvah of Tashbisu on the first day, but together it says 7 days Bal Yerot. So we should stretch the Avera of the mitzvah of Tashbisu as long as the Avera of Bal Yerot goes. But if you learn like the other Meforshim, we do not connect Bal Yerot to Tashbisu, the Avera of Bal Yerot is only 7 days from nighttime. Tashbisu starts earlier, so maybe Tashbisu would stop at night. Tashbisu for sure starts at 7. But the Shaila is, should it continue throughout the 7 days of Pesach, or maybe stop at nighttime, like it says in the Pasuk, Ach v'yam rishon Tashbisu. So l'chora, it should also be told, if you make a hekish between the lavim Bal Yerot to Tashbisu, so Tashbisu should also apply during Yontif, like Rashi. The way we're learning now, like Tosfos, l'chora, it should not apply. The big nafkamina would be, if you find chametz on Yontif, that's sugya. If you remember the shiurim, if a man finds chametz in yontif, we had a whole shaila, can he burn it? What should he, does he, maybe the mitzvah of burning and so on. The chorif, you learn that there's no mitzvah saseh of tashbisu, so obviously you certainly would not be allowed to burn it on yontif, because the tashbisu you don't have anymore. You lost the tashbisu. From that sugya over there, if you look carefully, by kaifa, finding chametz in yontif, it is mashma from the Mefarshim that the mitzvah of Tashbisu does continue throughout Yontif. The only shal is because of Mutzah. Mutzah, the Rabbanon stopped you from doing the mitzvah. But mashma that Tashbisu does go, but some shitas hold that you lost Tashbisu. Once Yontif, once already, the day passed, so it's too late already. Okay. I'm saying, but if you say that Tashbisu holds that that Bal Yeruah does not start till at night, so you see you separate. Tashbisu has a different zman than Bal Yeruah. So it could be this. Therefore, once the 7 days come, you would not be able to learn out Tashbisu from the lav of Bal Yeruah. There are other ways you could still learn. You can say, Achbe Amarishin is only the beginning, but you could not use the Hekish. Bekitsu, we came out with a machlokes. When is the zman of doing Tashbisu? And when does it continue through Yontif or not? Now let's go into the main shaila. What exactly is Tashbisu? This mitzvah saseh. So we have the shita of the Chachomim and the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. There's an interesting Avnei Nezer. That first let's work a little on the shita of the Chachomim. According to the Chachomim, Hashbisosai b'chol dover. Says Tashbisu, destroy the chametz however you want. So the Gemara has a whole shaila. What about if you got a chance to learn the Gemara? It's a little complicated. The Mishnah gives examples. Mefarer v'zer l'ruach. Either you can spread it out or you throw it into the air. The Gemara has a shaila. What about throwing it into the sea? But the Avnei Nezer is mechadish that the pshat in Rendecha Chomet means you don't really, to be fulfilled Tashbisu, you don't have to really destroy the object. You have to get the object out of your property. And the Avnei Nezer says clearly that if a person, he throws it to the air, he throws it out of his property, even if it did not completely become disintegrated, even though he did not really to destroy the object, but as long as he put it out of his property and he wants to get rid of it, well, that's a shaila. That's a different problem, because there, your case is he wants the chametz, but it's not in his property. So then it's a shaila Yevon Bal Yeruah. Here we're discussing he wants it out of his property. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it, but he did not disintegrate. He did not actually destroy the physical chametz. But it's still, no, not in his property either.
It blew away.
That blew away. So the Avnei Nezer says that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Mefazer, Vezer, L'Ruach, Mefarer, depends on which Nusach you say. But anyway, what does the Gemara say? Mefarer. The Mishnah says Mefarer. Make it into crumbles. Good. Very good. So the Kitzer, the Avnei Nezer says, even though the Mishnah says Mefarer, so poshut you say mefarer means you have to crumple it. Teretz says that's only the rabbanadik a problem, but the rabbanas so people shouldn't come to eat it. But as far as the mitzvahs asay of tashbisu and as far as getting around bal yeroya, the main thing is that you threw it away. So it comes out like this, very geshmak. According to Rashi shita, according to Tosfos shita, that the mitzvah of tashbisu is after the Zman HaIsser, and we're going like that means after already Chatzos, Minat Torah. The mitzvah to do Tashbisu is after the Zman HaIsser. So it comes out according to this, it came the seventh hour, so when by throwing it out, even though it's already, you can't make Hefker anymore, it's not in his Rishus anymore, he's not allowed to have any pleasure from it, but he'll still fulfill Tashbisu, because the Avnei Nezer's Yesod is that as long as he did an action, that he threw the chametz away, as soon as it came to Zman HaIsser, he didn't want to keep it. So he's not ever Bal Yeruah anyway. That's Bechlal not, because according to Tosfos,
It's easy. You're not having Balyarel till at night. But he doesn't own it. It's Asur Bano. It's Asur Bano. But it's better than Hefker. Bit Hefker won't help after Zman Isser. To say after the time came, the seventh hour came, I want anybody to come and take it, doesn't mean anything. Because he's only saying words. But the pshat is if he throws it with his hands, Mefarer L'ruach, he throws it out of his property, even though it's still one a stickle, even though it's a big stickle chometz, he's Mekayim Tashbisu like Taisus. Like Rashi, it's even better. Like Rashi, Tashbisu is before the seventh hour. So when he throws the chometz out of his property, before the Zman HaYisr, so then, according to this Avnei Nezer, I'm developing it step. According to the Avnei Nezer, according to the Chachamim, really has a few choices. According to the Avnei Nezer, it says, according to the Chachamim, Mashbesose b'chol dover, that just throwing the loaf of bread onto the street, Yemakayim Tashbisu, Light Rashi, if he sells it to a guy, he's also Makayim Tashbisu.
It's kosher thing.
No, but it's a bigger Chiddush. Where Chiddush is, you can be Makayim a mitzvah of Tashbisu by selling it to a guy. But even though you're making money on it. Because according to Rashi... I know, yeah, but L'chari Tashbisu means destroying. Usually when you sell something, that's not called destroying. But like the Avnei Nezer that says the main... If you don't learn like the Avnei Nezer, and you learn that you have to actually destroy the chometz, you have to crumple it. So if you sell it to a goy before Pesach, you're not being Yotze Tashbisu, because you didn't crumple the chometz. But we're saying, like the Avnei Nezer, you say that even though the chometz is really here, it's really it's one piece. But the Tashbisu means destroy it from your property, from your ownership. So like Rashi Shita, you'll be Makayim Tashbisu by selling. So when we sell our chametz to the goy, according to the Shita of Rashi, we're Yetzir Tashbisu, you're selling. It's a Gevaldige Chiddush. Now, eating is all big shiloh, whether you're Makayim Tashbisu, we talked about it. But selling to a goy, it could be better than eating. Because when you're eating, at least you yourself are getting pleasure. Eating is not called destroying. But like the Avnei Nezer comes in a Chiddush. When we sell our chametz, Erev Pesach, so goy, according to Rashi Shita, that Tashbisu is before the Zman HaYisr, there'll be Mekayim Tashbisu through Mechiras Chometz.
You're allowed to sell.
You're allowed to because it's before the Zman HaYisr. He says, it means Tashbisu from your property, from your ownership. Get it out of your ownership. That's the Chiddush. The main thing is, don't have to do something to the object itself. You have to destroy it from your property. In other words, that has nothing to do with you anymore. But the chometz itself could be whole. Maybe other people argue on the Avnei Nezer. But he brings down core that the mitzvah of according to the chachomim, don't think it means you have to disintegrate the actual chometz. That's only a side problem, that people shouldn't come to go eat it. Somebody shouldn't find it later. But as far as your mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's a meridik yisoy. The main thing is to get out of your property. And we took it one step further. L'chor you'll be Mekayim Tashbisu through selling. Wait, we're going to get to that later. That's a whole later. No, Bittl, later. Bittl. Wait, hold on.
What's the tzad
to say that it's going to come itself? Mefarer Mezer L'ruach. Has B'sosei B'chol Dover.
As long as you're guaranteed not to get it back.
I know, but look at the Gemara. Mefarer, if you look in the Gemara, Pashas HaGemara is Mashma, you have to crumple it. Because en tashbisu means crumpling. This is a big chiddush they're saying. We'll go one step further. The Avnei Nezer. The main. That's right. All right. So according to this, the main thing is the chometz is not yours. Now, the shaila is like this. The Avnei Nezer has a very beautiful shaila. According to the chachomim, a very lumdish shaila. We're all going now in the chachomim that says to fulfill tashbisu, you don't have to dafka burn it. You could do whatever you want. The next step of the Avnei Nezer is you don't even have to do anything to the object. As long as it gets, it's not yours. Here, Meredik HaChiddush. The Avnei Nezer has a shaila, according to the Chachomim, could a person fulfill Tashbisu in a very fascinating way? A man, a day, Echreis, Erev Pesach, in the morning, he cooks up a whole big soup, or a whole big pot of meat. 60 ounces, let's say 60 ounces of meat. and soup and vegetables, a whole big mixture. And he wants to take a piece of chametz and crumple it up, mix it into the stew. So he's a lamdan, and he says like this, I'll use bitul beroy. I'll take the chametz and I'll mix it in, and now the halacha is, yeah, taste the kamaichel. That halacha is anything that gets mixed up more than shishim, if there's 60 against it, it becomes bottle beroy. What? Chametz is bottle before Pesach. I mean, in Pesach, oh, wait, hold up. In Pesach is b'mashu, but that's a chumah d'rabbanan. Min atarah, Pesach, min b'sheinah, minoy. Chametz is like treifus. If you mix up a piece, it's even better than treifus. Because we're dealing erev Pesach. That takes care of Yaakov's problem. Even though he's doing it on purpose, even though we have a klal ein mevatlin isur l'chatchila, you're not allowed l'chatchila to take a piece of chazer and mix it in, like we once talked about by the wedding, you're not allowed to mix it in. That's van isur, ein mevatlin isur l'chatchila. But erev Pesach, before the zman isur, chometz is heter. You could eat it, but he's a lamda. And he wants to be mekayim tashbisu, so that as far as eating the mixture, he'll be allowed to eat the mixture. Technically, he'll be allowed to eat it, but with the shaila of nei nei, no, you have to eat it on Pesach. It's become buckle before Pesach. But the shaila is, will he be mekayim in the mitzvah of say of Tashbisu? Will he fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Because what did he do with this? Is no longer, there's no longer chametz around. So lechayra, I mean, like your beauty, you can't clear because like your beauty is not tzreifah. But
still around,
so that's the shiloh. It's not chametz. L'chara, if you're allowed to eat it, you see it's not chametz. Will he fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu? I mean, l'chara, if you see even throwing it out into the street is fulfilling the mitzvah of tashbisu, what would you say? Would you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu by taking chametz and letting it get mixed up?
In
Zman Heter. We're talking about Zman.
That means there's no mitzvah.
Rashi, but Rashi shita that says tashbisu is before the zman ha'isur. But Rashi, like Rashi is the shayla lag. It's only the shayla lag Rashi. Okay, so like Rashi, it's still heter. So there's no problem of aim of vatlin isul chatchila. There's really technically nothing wrong with doing it. So the shayla avnei nezer, will he fulfill tashbisu? What's the tzad? It could be like this. Because even though you took the isur off, but that's actually, you're going to eat this. Eventually, you're going to come to eat it. Something that the Jew himself is going to eat. You can't say that's tashbisu. Tashbisu means you're going to destroy it. Fakir, you're getting it away from yourself. But if, even though Lomdis, I know, that's, I mean, the Torah says you don't have to worry about the Yisr or Chometz. But the Lamaisa, you're going to get an extra pound of food. You're going to be eating it. You're not going to taste it.
Right? Okay. Gives you the
but that's so the shayla. But can you say tashbisu on something that you're going to wind up eating? I mean, lemaisa, it's physically, it's here. Lemaisa, in halacha, it's mixed in. But physically, it's here. You hear? That's the shayla. Since physically, you're going to be eating an extra pound of food, so even though in lomdis you were allowed to mix it in, maybe you can't apply. That's not called tashbisu. Because you're winding up, it's like a cheverman. He's doing a shtick in order. Lamaisi is going to eat it, so happy you can't say tashbisu on something that he's going to wind up eating. Okay, I just put that in as a lomdus shayla, according to the chachomim. But bekitzu the chachomim say hashbesosay becholdov. But there's a very interesting machlokes before we go over to Reb Yehuda. According to the chachomim, who say hashbesosay becholdov, or you could do whatever you want. Are you allowed to burn the chametz? Somebody added that during shir. I think you did shir. But it's a big machlekes ha-poiskim. Oh, some poiskim hold everything except sreifa. Except sreifa. It's cold over itself. Hold up. Oh, that's obviously the next step. So l'chora, it's a very fun, it's a watch it. L'chora, if the chachamim say everything, so l'chora, avadet should be able to do sreifa. The teretz is, you're running into a problem. Because according to the Gemara in Temura, the Mishnah in Temura says, kol hanisrof and afren mutter. Any object that you have to burn, after you burn it, the ashes, you're allowed to have pleasure from the ashes. Let's say, chaz, bosher b'cholov. You're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to have pleasure, you have to burn it.
If you have to burn it, you'll have to have, you're allowed to use the ashes. Kol hanikborin, anything that you're not supposed to, there's no mitzvah to burn. You just have to get rid of, you just have to bury. So if it disintegrates and it turns into ashes, kol hanikborin afran asur. You're not allowed to have pleasure from the dust. Why? Because since you didn't do sreifa, so the avera, the iser, hanoah stays even though it turns into ashes. So those who hold that according to your rabbanon, you're not allowed to burn it is because if you burn it, people are going to think it's min hanisrafim. People are going to think that there was a mitzvah to burn. And then they'll be allowed to use the ashes. But since the chachamim say there's no mitzvah of sreifa, so it comes out you're not allowed to use the ashes. You have to leave them in the alone because the iser hanoah stays on it. If the iser hanoah stays, yeah. So say the time of kol hanikborin every time. So you have to know the Mishnah Temura. The Mishnah Temura says if an object had an iser in it, unless it has a special procedure of sreifa, the iser keeps going. No, but that's only if it's mitzvah to burn it. There's a mitzvah. The Torah gives a special mitzvah sreifa, then the ashes become mutter. But therefore, some hold that you're not allowed to burn, because then you're going to be mistaken. People will think that there was a mitzvah to burn. And really, the Chacham hold there's no mitzvah to burn. The Gemara says, an ikborin lo yisrafu. Something that you're technically allowed to bury, you're not allowed to burn, because you're running into the problem of the ashes.
Same chashash.
The Torah paskins, fakir. That you are allowed to use you're allowed to burn it, and you're allowed to use the ashes. And there's a whole big problem about, there's a whole big machlokes. The kids, I'm just showing you. When the Chachamim say, as besosi b'chol dover, is a machlokes even sreifa, or maybe you're not allowed to burn it. Now let's go over to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein vir chametz ela sreifa. So in Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is through burning. Good. Leave it, please. I don't want to go in. It's very late. Really, I want to finish. Still have another half. Let's work on Rabbi Yehuda. This is very famous, very important in Yonah. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Ein bir chometz ala sreifa. Tosfos paskins in the second paragraph like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we have a minik to make sreifa. Because we are choshish b'shitas at Tosfos. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So we paskin that you have to burn chometz. Where does that come from? Just says in the Torah, destroy. Why? We're sreifa. So the Gemara says, we learn out from Noiser. The din is by Noiser. That's something, a korban that you didn't eat when you were supposed to. You have to. The din is two things. It becomes osur b'ano. You're not allowed to have any pleasure from it. And you have a chiyuv to burn it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda compares chametz, and chametz all should be also like chametz you're not allowed to have any pleasure from, and chametz you also, therefore chametz you should have to burn. So we have a big machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos here. That was the Tosfos that I want you to do today. Rashi says that when Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn chametz, it's Rashi l'shitosoi, that's only before the seventh hour. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says there's a special din to burn chametz. But later on, after the seventh hour comes, has b'sosi b'chol dover. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, we agree that you could do whatever you want. So the din of sreifa is only before the seventh hour. Tosfos asks the opposite. Tosfos holds that the din of sreifa, that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn, isn't it more logical afterwards? Because you should have to, if it's like nicer, it's only after 7 hours when it becomes nicer. So therefore we have a big machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, sreifa before the seventh hour, and according to Tosfos, sreifa only after the seventh hour. So to explain the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, we could explain it like this. Rashi l'shitosa, who says, in the word tashbisu, when the Torah says tashbisu, the Torah says destroy, Rashi says the Torah is hinting to bittul also. Because Rashi learns, bittul, when the Torah says tashbisu, the Torah is hinting, Torah didn't say tivaru, the Torah is hinting to us to bittul. So therefore, Rashi had to say that Sreifa had to be before the seventh hour. Because since, according to Rashi, Tashbisu is Bittul also, you could do it with your mind also. You could make Bittul. And that can only be before the seventh hour. Because Rashi holds Tashbisu, it should be cleared up already by the time the seventh hour has come. How do you clear it out? Either through Bittul, by taking it out in your mind, making it into dirt, or by burning it. But you can't do that after the seventh hour. Vashenkin Taisis Lushitasa. Taisis says, Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Bittul is stam like Hefka. Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. So therefore, Tashbisu could be after the seventh hour. It's only like Rashi himself was forced to say Tashbisu is before. But Taisis, let me finish. But Taisis, who holds from Bittul, has nothing to do with it. So the fact Bittul Taka is Hefker, that can only be before the seventh hour. But Tashbisu, what's Tashbisu? In the object, destroying the object. So Taisus says, it's more logical. Taisus says that if you're learning from Neisser, it has to be, not only it could be. There's two steps in Taisus. Not only it could be after the seventh hour, Taisus holds it has to be after the seventh hour, because in order to burn it, it has to be like Neisser. And Neisser, like Aser Bahanor. When is Chometz Aser Bahanor? Chometz is Aser Bahanor after the seventh hour. Now let's go, yeah, quick, please. Yeah. Everything has to be earlier. The Bittul or Sreifa. I know, but the problem is it's all one word. That's what I'm saying. Like Rashi, they both come from one word. And Bittul has to be before, so it's hard to split up the word. Tashbisu of Bittul before, and Tashbisu... You know what I'm saying? In the same word. Technically, you're right. But the question is, when you learn up a Pasuk Chumash, if you have two things come from one word, it's harder, it's more logical that they're both talking about the same time. Okay. Now, why would just add, I chase this... Yeah, everything has to be finished by Ach Bayoyim. Lachor, it should be finished before. What? No, right, right. You're getting into Lomnus of Roy, but Mustama, it has to be before. Yeah.
You actually have to, before this heavy, you have to burn it, but after
you do that, you're supposed to actually listen to the Torah. Oh, Yishmak. What's Pshat Gemara's Besoset Bechol that Rashi says that after the seventh hour you could do everything. So, then is it could be as Besoset Bechol Dover. Could be Gor, you lost Tashbisu already. It's only because of Bal Yerov, Bal Yemotzeh. That's why it's Besoset Bechol Dover. It's a very good point Moshe's bringing out. Our Gemara says that Rashi, that will be Moida, that after the seventh hour, then you could do however you want. So, it could be that that's not really Tashbisu. Bechor, even though in the beginning of this year I said, like Rashi, Tashbisu go even later. It's a stickle problem. But Lachara, when the Gemara says as besoset bechol dover, it could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, once the seventh hour passed already, and you did not have the chametz destroyed yet by the time it came, it could be you lost the whole mitzvah tashbisu. As besoset bechol dover means just get rid of it, not to be erven bal yerov bal yemotzeh. It's a little contradictory what I said before in Rashi. That's what Torah, lahag Torah yadir. If you remember the beginning of this year, I said like Rashi, tashbisu could go the whole yontif. But anyway, the kids are. According to what we're saying now, Tashbisu, since Tashbisu, according to Rashi, includes Bittul, and Bittul can only be before the seventh hour, that's why it's Mustaver that the Tashbisu, the mitzvah Tashbisu, is burning. I, Taisvis Taina, you're learning out from Neisser. Bechor, if you're learning out from Neisser, why should you have to burn the Chumash before the seventh hour? It's not like Neisser. It's only going to be comparable to Neisser after the seventh hour. So the Achranim say a beautiful machlek is to understand Rashi and Taisvis like this. In the comparison, when the Gemara compares Neisser to Chometz, you could say it's either a simen or a siva. That means when the Torah lines up Neisser to Chometz, Taisvis holds that the lineup, what is the comparison between Chometz and Neisser? So according to Taisvis, the main thing is the Isser Hanor. Because Taisvis holds, when you're burning Neisser, Taisvis holds, what's the main reason why you're burning Neisser? Because you're not allowed to have any pleasure. So you're not allowed to have any pleasure, so the Torah says, get rid of it.
So according to Tosfos, the lineup, the comparison between chametz and neiser, you're burning because it's aser b'hano. The iser b'hano is the reason for burning. So Tosfos holds, chametz is the only reason you have to burn is aser b'hano. You can't. So why do you have to? There's no reason to burn it before the seventh hour. You have to wait until chametz also gets the iser b'hano, and then it's logical. Then you can compare it to neiser. That's because Tosfos learns the din sreifa by noiser and by chametz. The reason why the Torah tells you to burn is because these objects are osur b'hano. They're bad objects. If they're bad objects, the Torah tells you how to get rid of it. But Rashi learns that that's not really the main reason why you have to burn. It's because it's osur b'hano. The isur b'hano is not the driving force. The Torah says, since it's kachin, if it's kachin, that the Torah that came after a certain zman, the mitzvah was to eat it till the morning. Once you don't have the mitzvah anymore, so the Torah gives you another mitzvah. Instead of the mitzvah of eating, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to burn. So therefore, Rashi says like this, by tashbisu, where there's no mitzvah dafka to eat it before, so there's no like kachin, so that it's more logical that tashbisu is before ach bayom arishin. The Torah says the mitzvah of tashbisu is sreifa, just like the mitzvah by noiser. The mitzvah is burning, and the same thing by chametz, the mitzvah is burning. But it's not because they're both noiser b'hano, it's because tashbisu. What is tashbisu? How does the Torah want us to destroy something? So we compare it. Chametz, it has only a similarity. The fact that they're both noiser b'hano is just enough reason that we should translate the word tashbisu to mean burning. That's how we can answer Tosfos, Kasha, and Rashi. We're only using it as a comparison to find out what does the term mean by Tashbisu. Lai Tosfos, we're carrying over. It's the Isra Noah is the factor. When Chometz become Osir Banoah, so it's the fact that it's Osir Banoah, the Torah wants you to burn it. That's what's creating the Din Sreifa. Mashen came like Rashi. It's not the fact that Chometz has Isser b'hano, but it's the fact, it could be faked, even like Reb Shimon, the Chometz is Mutter b'hano, that the main idea is Tashbisu. When the Torah gave a word, Tashbisu, do something to the Chometz, and we're not sure what the Torah means, so we compare it to Neiser. It has certain similarities, but the driving force is the word Tashbisu. So therefore Rashi holds, even you could have a din of Sreifa, even though the object itself has not become Osir b'hano yet, but the Torah said Tashbisu. And we're not sure how to do it. And when should Tashbisu be done according to Rashi? Tashbisu should be before Chatzos. So there's nothing wrong with learning out, comparing to Noiser. Because you don't have to have the factor of Noiser. It's not the Yisr Ano. We're just comparing it to learn out what you're supposed to do. The Gemara compares it to Noiser. But the Shaila is... But if you're Rashi, it's just a simon. It's a simon. Oh, that's the next step of the shir. Now, Lamaisa, what are we saying now? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain bir chometz el sreifa. So according to Tosfos, that learns bittel has nothing to do with sreifa, everything is gishmak. If you make bittel, stam, it's like hefker. According to Tosfos, takin amakayim tashbisu. So according to Tosfos, shita in bittel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain bir chometz el sreifa only. But according to Rashi, how do you taka have two things? How could you learn out? Ein bir chometz el sreifa from Tashbisu, and also bittles from Tashbisu. I mean, we said it in Rashi, but the Acharonim ask a tremendous question. L'chora, if ein bir chometz el sreifa, because you learn out nicer, so how taka could bittle be from Tashbisu? If you're comparing it to nicer, so how can you get away with bittle? So there's two main shitas in the Acharonim. Did the lunch come ready? He opened the door. He brought it here? Came early. Alright. The Kitzur, the Pnei Yeshua says that this is Taka why the Rambam holds. Bittel only helps for Chometz Sheni Yadua. Bittel Taka. Bittel Mitam Tashbisu. That's only if you don't see the Chometz in front of you. And you're only afraid maybe there's Chometz in your house. So Tashbisu, destroy any Chometz which you might have been. But on Chometz Yadua, it's very Gishmak. We brought down this Rambam. And because how could you say on chometz you do a chometz that you have in front of your nose? You can be bittel if you hold like a yudah and be a chometz on a strafer. You can't have bittel on chometz and you do a. But if you learn taka that mother achrenim learned that bittel helps even on chometz you do a, and I hinted there's gemaras that hold even on chometz in front of your nose, bittel will still help. I, according to Yudain, be a chometz al shreifa. This is a meridik akasha I'm trying to work on. So the achrenim say like this: the Torah gives you two choices how to destroy something. If you're doing something to the chayfetz itself, so then it's takein be a chometz al shreifa. If you, in other words, when you're working on mamish destroying the pile physically, then ain't be a chometz al shreifa. But when you want to do it in your mind, what you do in your mind is as good as burning. So it's no stira. One way, if it's two types of destroyings. When you destroy physically, the only way you can do it is burning. When you want to destroy in your mind, then you have a choice. How to make tashbisu? Either ashbosa, but when you do it, when you don't want to do bikul belay, then Rabbi Yudin says the only way to physically destroy it is through sreifa. Just finish off the rush. Says a meridik achirish. In Simon Bays, in Perik Bays, Simon Gimel, the Rush holds that even like Rashi says, Sreifa is before the Chi of Sreifa is before the seventh hour. That's only on the sixth hour, 1 hour. But on the fifth hour, even according to Rashi, Has Besase Behold Over. It's a Meredith Yechidish. So according to Rashi, it's only on that 1 hour before, that one Zman before Ach Bayam Arishin. That's when the Torah says you have to make Sreifa. Before the fifth hour, you can do Tashbisu wherever you want. And after the seventh hour, you can do Tashbisu wherever you want. It's only Dafka on the sixth hour, the tour, the son of the Rosh. Yes, Kashis from Gemara is a whole big pilpul. On the subject of Tashbisu, the kids are, Baruch Hashem, and Murray de Gizman, and there's a lot to talk about Bechal before you leave. But let's start working on Tashbisu on the dormitory, because it's going to take a while, so that by Thursday morning, when I go in there, please get clean up, chometz, not chometz. Just don't be mefar of zer leruach. Don't mess up the street. But please start cleaning up the dorm now. And mitzvah, there'll be regular sedorim. There'll be a mitzvah shmuz, a 8:45 on Wednesday night. And then after the shmuz, you go back. You need time to pack. I'd like to have a shtickle night seder, and let's keep stark until then.